miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Well, thank you for listening today. Joe Galuski, Dr. Mike Royzen, udocs at gmail.com, Youdocs at gmail.com. Let's bring in our next guest. When you hear his voice, you will know who he is. His name is Bill Curtis. He's an American television journalist, a producer, a narrator, a news anchor. He was also the host of a number of crime and news documentary shows, investigative reports, American Justice, Cold Case Files. He anchored the CBS Morning News and longtime anchor at WBBM-TV, a CBS-owned and operated television station in Chicago. And we're about to talk about what he's involved in now, and it'll be quite fascinating. I have to congratulate you on your remarkable career. We've listened to you, we've seen you, we've watched your shows. Congratulations on a truly remarkable, how many decades in broadcasting, Bill?
I think about five, Joe, but thank you very much, Dr. Mike. Nice to be with you. It's you know, it hasn't been hard work at all because I've enjoyed every single minute of it. And then I thought, oh, what a smart guy. I started Curtis Productions and had all these series. I'm an entrepreneur. I think I'll get in the beef business. And therein lies the real journey, the real difficult part of my career, I guess.
While living in Chicago, how many Vienna hot dogs have you eaten in your life?
But only by test, only to test them for taste.
But it's funny because, you know, in my opinion, and you probably maybe agree, you know, hot dog tastes are really territorial. For example, I'm in Syracuse. I bet you people in Syracuse wouldn't like a Vienna hot dog. We tried to sell, there was a hot dog stand here, popular stand, 50, 60 years old, and they tried to change their hot dog brand that's very, you know, very appealing to central New Yorkers with a hot dog brand from Buffalo, New York. And the place almost went out of business. So they went back to the original hot dog that they sell now, and they're doing well again. But have you noticed that? I mean, it's very territorial in terms of taste.
Oh, it really is. You know, there's Nathan's, of course, from and Hebrew National in New York. Nathan's is kind of a long, skinny dog. We were up against in a competition with Hebrew National and listed ourselves as from Kansas and tied them for first place. So I said if we had said Chicago, we never would have won in New York. But you're exactly right. The Chicago style, primarily Vienna beef, is, I guess, unique to Chicago. We claim it as being that. That's why I was so surprised. We're trying to build the healthy hot dog by taking out all the unnatural things that make a hot dog good. And all of a sudden, we taste it, and tastes great. We were surprised at that. So.
And the bottom line is it needs to taste good across, you know, all sections of the country. Everybody, it's got to taste great. And I guess if it's uniformly great tasting, then I think it's a success or it could be a success.
Well,
Bill, you got into a number of different ways of producing this. So you now, it's called Tall Grass.
Tall Grass.
So how did the Tall Grass concept come in? And tell us about the specific beef you raised this from.
Well, the beef comes from original English breeds that go back as far as the Mayflower. Of course, the rest of the world is grass-fed for the most part, unless they're growing for the American market. And it means it's a smaller frame animal, more meat, and they fatten quickly on grass. And you put them out there on the pasture where they evolved as ruminants. And they're going to bring in good, solid, original taste of meat that has, if you're 100% grass-fed and grass-finished, a great deal of health benefits. I'm sure you're familiar with significantly higher levels of omega-3, the right balance with omega-6, you know, it fights a number with conjugated linoleic acids, discovered back in 1987 as a possible fighter of cancer, and a number of vitamins. So we have that going for us. But in addition, we've eliminated hormones in the feeding process, subtherapeutic and antibiotics, and then taken out the nitrites and the nitrates, so we have no gluten, no GMOs. That's leaves a
so it's
pure
as healthy
beef.
As a hot dog. It's as healthy as a hot dog can get. The website to get it, since it isn't widely distributed across the country yet, since you're doing this new, is tallgrassbeef.com. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Tallgrassbeef.com. So I'm actually going to try and order some on Monday morning first thing.
Good.
If only to get the taste. Now, Joe, let me tell you a story about my son and hot dogs in Chicago.
Sure.
My son tried to find a healthy hot dog. He had vended at both the Cubs and White Sox game, came back during college to a Bears game. And we're sitting in this, and this tells a lot about the Bears. So the guy next to me said, "Where'd your son go? He's been gone for the whole halftime and part of the third quarter." And I said, "He probably went to find his friends, who were other vendors who would give him just a hot dog roll with grilled onions in it, because he couldn't find a healthy hot dog there." And obviously, you've got new hot dogs which could take that place. But anyway, when he came back, the guy next to us said, "Why? Where'd you go?" And he said, "I went to find, you know, this hot dog." And he turned to me, my son's name is Jeff, and looked at me and he said, "Dad, you didn't." And at that point, the entire section stood up and mooned my son, which is just shows you things about Chicago.
And Wrigley Field, probably. Well, now you know why we all love love Chicago. It's unique, as are our hot dogs. But it is the Holy Grail, and you know, I think it'll be. I like it so much that I don't even use condiments anymore. Whether it's ketchup or mustard or onions, I just eat it straight. So somebody wants to call it a steak dog. And there is one additional thing that we have put in there, and it gives us a six-month shelf life. It's pressure, high-pressure processing, which you put it under 87,000 pounds per square inch in a special compression machine that blows the pathogens apart and goes right through the packaging, and you're set to go. So,
well, the one thing is, if you've ever seen hot dogs made the original way, that is, with all the excess parts that couldn't find any other use, this is quite different, because you actually, it's an all beef, if you will, and it's all grass-fed from start to finish, as well as a specific breed. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. Mostly Angus, red Angus, black Angus. There are other good breeds, but this is the one we concentrate on. World is getting warmer, so one reason people like ranchers like the Angus breed is they're more tolerant to heat, tolerant to cold. They're good mothers, and you make more money. We put a white face on them. They're called Baldies, so you mix them with Herefords, and that seems to be the most popular breed these days. But Piedmont is great. Belted Galloways are great. The trick is the grass, though. You know, we had a drought in the Midwest a year or so ago, and we follow the grass. So we went out to Pacific Northwest. They have fresh grass 12 months a year, and that really gives us a good boost of both fattening and nutrition. I think it's the future.
Joe?
I just want to ask you a quick, Bill, before we're done. What motivated you to do this? And how? Well, we have about 30 seconds, and you're used to timelines. What are the challenges to sell this product?
Well, the challenges are great. I did it because I thought I could make a difference. It answers all the problems now facing industrialized factory model of raising our cattle. You know, just put them right back in the original way on grass. And the results are amazing. The problem is you have to educate as well as supply.
Well, good luck with the product. Thank you. Bill Curtis, American journalist, hot dog maker, here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.